Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Honda State here with me, Selena, and
Taylor.
And this is going to be probably the weirdest episode because we are not in studio, actually. We are sitting in a king bed in a hotel room in
Ottawa, Ontario.
Yeah, we are far away from home. It's been a whirlwind of a journey so far. I'm actually here to shoot a movie.
What?
Yep. Just got the okay to be able to say that much. Can't say too much. Can say it's a drama. I can say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I can say that it's like with some familiar faces people will notice.
Oh yeah.
Not from like social media, but from like early 2000s, 90s. Like
iconic television.
Iconic television. I've definitely had a bit of a mental breakdown being here. I kind of had one of those moments. I woke up the first night that I got here. I wanted to get early because I had like fittings and stuff. And I had a full breakdown. I think it hit me in the middle of the night what I was doing. And unfortunately, I'm not someone who feels confident about anything that they do. So how was it? Taylor, how's it been?
It's been okay. At least now.
Yeah, I actually slept last night. Yeah.
Yeah, you slept like a rock.
Like, the second I turned on my rain sounds, like, I don't even remember falling asleep. And then I just, like, woke up and it was 9:30. But, I've been, freaking.
Going through it.
Honestly, going through it.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's so weird because when it comes to my job, like working in social media and having this like influencer job, I feel like people get called out so hard all the time for being like, oh my God, it's so easy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's aspects that really are, but like I have a really bad imposter syndrome, which is where I don't really believe any of this is real and I don't believe it's like happened to me. So when I get opportunities like this, I just feel like, oh my God, like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like, why did someone want me for this? Like, why is this happening right now? And my thing is, like, I want to do everything, but I actually don't want to do anything because I'm terrified of all things.
Okay.
Ever. So that's kind of...
That's like me wanting all the men, but not wanting to commit to one. Just love me from a distance.
No, that's the same. I want to create subpar content and have everyone in the world be like, yeah, that's it.
Perfect.
And never leave the farm. That's the thing. Every time I leave my like little farm there, I'm like, oh my God, I want to go home so bad. But no, this has been a crazy opportunity. I'm super thankful. I haven't made it to set yet, but
tonight's
the first day that I'll be going to set, and I've got my line down, my one line for tonight. But it's just it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's intimidating.
But I feel like once you get there, you'll finally realize that, like, oh, it's like other people meeting you. It's like, she's just a person. And a great person, but just like,
yeah,
everyone's just there to have a good time and do their job. And
I just like, I know it's gonna come out awesome. Like, I'm so excited for this story and to be able to be a part of this story.
Yeah.
it's going to be really crazy, but, like, I've never seen, like, a full-scale movie production before, which is bananas. So I just want to come on and just do this intro, and I'm going to run a rerun for you guys this week. So I'll choose a really good one, but I just want to pop in. I want to tell you what I was doing, what I was up to. Am I spiraling? Yeah, a little bit. But I know if I keep talking about it, I'm going to throw up. So I was like, let's just jump on and record a podcast now. But now that I'm doing it, I'm feeling anxious as shit. So I'm going to choose a really great rerun. I'm sorry that there's been so many reruns and stuff. My life just, it's picked up speed.
Crazy.
And you guys are my OGs. So I always want to swing in and tell you guys exactly what's happening. So I love you guys so much. And yeah, I can't wait to tell you more about this. Bye.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate, here with your local weirdo, Selena Spooky Boo herself, that strange girl from the internet. I don't know why I do this every time, and I say every time that I don't know why I do this every time, but I still do it because I feel like I need to introduce myself in case you're new. So if you're new, hi, I'm Selena, and I do fun, spooky, weird shit on the internet. But at the end of the day, I like to sit down with you guys down here in my basement, which is the Haunted Estate. If you can see, the walls are brick. If you can't see, please know the walls are brick. It smells like mildew. There is a gremlin in the corner. Definitely haunted. 10 out of 10 haunted. For sure, across the board. I love the Haunted Estate because it is the kind of podcast you can listen to if you like to look at that car accident when you drive by. That is the podcast for you. This is it. And it's funny, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean it's juicy. You want to see what's going on. You're all up in the drama because I am all up in the drama. I'm going to be honest with you guys. My anxiety level is at a 30 frickin' 7 right now. We are recording this on, what's the date today, Joel?
It is September 23rd.
This is the Thursday before my makeup launch. So when you're hearing this, it's already been almost a whole week since the makeup launch. But I am getting this done because I know I'm not going to be able to function for these next few days. Launch is coming tomorrow. Fingers crossed that it goes well. Diarrhea. I've been doing that a lot. I feel like I can tell you guys that we're a family here, but diarrhea is how I
is it a nervous thing, Selena?
I'm dying at this point, to be honest. I feel like I'm haunted by the fear of this. Anyways, guys, you guys absolutely love him. Joel is back on the podcast, my little brother.
Hello, everyone.
Honestly, it is just so easy to talk to Joel. He is, not only is he my brother, he works with us full time. And you know what, Joel? You are kind of like my best friend.
We just got a nice little flow thing.
Well, we got the flow because we're literally together like 50 hours a week.
It's sometimes even more.
Are you bored of me yet?
Not yet.
By the way, can we talk like Corpse Husband for a little while?
Can we talk about...
So tonight we're going to be playing Would You Rather.
We're going to be playing games of Would You Rather this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. Did you know that Corpse Husband wrote me back on Instagram?
No, I did not know that.
Apparently, I sent him a message in December and in April. And I was like, I'm really proud of you, man. Even though you're sick, you're working so hard. But I forgot I did this. So,
sorry. And he just got back to you.
So out of nowhere, I see I have a message from Corpse Husband.
That's a big deal.
It's just a black heart emoji.
Like I have these.
It is hard. It's hard to do that.
I dreamt that. Okay, so have you heard about this whole primal thing? I keep seeing. I don't know what side on TikTok I'm on right now. But like, what did you say earlier that you saw on Facebook about TikTok?
Oh, that either you're the sane person or you're the good soup on TikTok person.
Yeah, you're on the good soup. I'm on a very strange side where there's a whole bunch of people that are like, if you find this sound sexy, if this sound turns you on, then you're really into primal fetishes. It's just some like,
that's really weird.
It's just some really scary dude going, rawr.
That's really weird. Are we gonna do the would you rather first?
Yeah, okay guys, so I want a really laid back episode. I just want to feel like we're all besties. We're all hanging out. I've destroyed my throat and I don't even have water. But guys, we have two things for tonight. I wanted to keep it chill. We're kind of rolling into the end of September. We are about to pick up for some big episodes in October. When I say that, I'm saying that with no goals. I just know who I want on, but I'm afraid to ask them because I am afraid of rejection. Which is a horrible job to have when you're on the internet. I'm kidding. You guys make me feel happy every day. So I thought something that would be so fun for Joel and I to play, because we're both funny and kind of gross and kind of weird, is to play like a spooky kind of gross version of Would You Rather, but like thoroughly talk about our decisions why. So Joel, you look like you're really excited to get started. So I'm curious what your Would You Rathers are compared to mine, because I'm going to be pulling them from Instagram. I asked on my IG story, I'm like, give me some spooky Would You Rathers.
Yeah, I just created mine sitting
there. I had a couple.
I just wrote them down on a piece of paper like a few minutes before we started. But Selena's never heard them.
Okay.
This is the first time she's going to hear them. And they may be tailored for your perspective.
My, okay.
The ones that I created.
All right, I'm excited for
and
that.
And I only have a few, so...
I only have a few too.
I only have a few.
And then we're going to Instagram.
Do you want
to
go first?
No, you're excited. I can see your.
We're gonna go back and forth.
Yeah, but we both need to do them.
Yeah.
So you have to do yours, even though they tried to me. You have to do them too.
Oh.
No, it's fine though. If it doesn't work, it's fine.
Change the rules after the games at play.
No, everyone knows.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. First one.
Yeah.
Simple, sweet, not too over the top. Would you rather drive a hearse for your vehicle forever, no other car ever again? Or never drive a hearse ever again.
Joel.
And you can't change it. Like, it's a hearse. You can't add more seats.
Okay, but here's the thing. I have some questions.
Yeah.
Is this hearse old? Is it the hearse I own? Is it a brand new hearse? Can I switch out brand new hearses all the time? Like, what?
You can change them all you want, but it can only be a hearse forever.
Or never again.
Or never again. Except the last day of your life. Or... You know what I mean?
I think, honestly, I love my hearse so much, but I have kind of started to feel like I am outgrowing it a little bit.
It's not a very practical car.
It's okay, but the issue with hearses is they rain inside. I've had three hearses, and all of them rain inside when it rains outside. Mm. They always run into a whole bunch of issues because they weren't driven very much. So if I could choose that or never again... I would probably choose never again.
Really?
I can't see myself driving a hearse for like the next like 50 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. Can you imagine being like 80 years old and just
still driving a
hearse? You
know
what though? That's so sick.
It is. You'd like you're already labeled as the girl with the hearse.
I have been since 2015, bro.
Yeah.
I am hearse girl at this point.
Yeah. Like, and Selena still to this day is driving a hearse. So that's really interesting.
I'm on my third one, guys. And we keep sealing it. And it keeps raining inside. This one runs good, though. This hearse has never not started. The other one's quite a show. Okay, here's mine. Okay.
Don't I have to answer the question?
Well, yeah, but how are you? Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't want to drive a hearse forever.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Okay. It's hard to get Joel, like, in the past, like, he drives in the hearse with me now, but in the past, he absolutely hated getting in the hearse. Didn't you tell him about the time? Tell him about the time when I had the first hearse and there was leaves and the leaves are at the curb. Tell the story.
Okay. Like where we live in Canada, right? Like when the weather gets cold, all the leaves fall off the tree.
That happens everywhere, Joel.
So it's completely normal where we live. Everyone rakes the leaves from your front lawn onto the curb and then the city goes by and picks them up the following day or week. So my dad and I had raked all of our leaves to the curb. Like there's an enormous pile of leaves. And Selena, being like just who my sister is, parks her hearse car obviously in the leaves because that's what Selena does. But when she goes to leave visiting, all the leaves had choked up, like they all got caught in front of the wheel, and the front wheel is completely stationary. She's just giving it gas and the wheel's not moving and rubber's burned and she's like driving.
And
like,
this was after I couldn't get it to start, so dad came out all mad because he was all embarrassed and big piece so of shit funny. Out front. Just go, he's like, go, and I just get this stuck. And Joel's just like,
and then Selena calls me like in a panic. Like she'd only gone like 10 meters or like 5 yards from our house. She's like, Joel, there's something wrong with my car. It's pulling so hard to the right. Like I literally go down there with a spade and like thick mud to have to chuck all these leaves out of the wheel well. God. Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Okay. Here's my.
That was funny. I forgot about that memory.
Dude,
really
you bring
funny.
That up sometimes. You laugh so hard. Okay. Here's mine. Okay. We're changing gears here, buddy.
Yep.
Would you rather have to do one or the other. Would you rather have sex with a ghost or sex with a demon? And why? What's your thought process?
So that's definitely a different spice than I was taking here.
You came in with flour. I came in with cayenne.
Sriracha sauce. Yeah.
Sriracha sauce.
Yeah. Boy, that's... But, okay, I'll tell you my thought process.
Okay.
Like, a ghost can touch you, and it just feels cold, and it doesn't feel like a touch.
Oh, does that... That's so your perception of ghosts.
Feel anything.
I don't know. Have you seen Scary Movie?
Yeah,
but she's sex with the ghost.
You know, like you could never see.
Well, sometimes you can't see,
or it's just a glimpse out of your eye. You know, it's, I don't know.
Okay, that's your ghost. But I get you.
Like, is this demon hot? Like, is he good look? Is it a girl?
Is it a succubus?
You know, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different alternate routes here.
Is it a spicy demon?
Yeah, I would probably choose the demon.
You know what?
And I'd get some tattoos beforehand.
Why? So you like...
Look the part.
With a demon? Yeah. See, my whole thing is I too would choose a demon because demons will usually trade things. Mm. So I would try to like trade sex for like a skinny hot bod. Never-ending
life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a deal with the devil, right?
Right? No, that's exactly... No, I love that.
Okay. Now to slow it down again with my really not that fun questions.
PG...
Would you rather have Halloween decorations up in your house always?
Yeah.
Or no decorations at all? Like, you can't set up a Christmas tree. You can't do anything for Easter, Thanksgiving. But you just always are set for Halloween.
Yeah. I would choose set for Halloween.
Your house is already set up for Halloween.
It kind of... Well, my house is kind of creepy. Like, I don't like... And the whole thing is like, I have a really small house. So I've never been able to like decorate a lot. But I feel like if you're set up for Halloween, you can transfer Halloween into all these different seasons. Mm. So you would get a black Christmas tree and do like, you know, a pumpkin Christmas tree. And then, you know, Easter. We got the evil Easter bunny. And then I could keep it creepy for like my whole entire life.
Yeah, I guess there's sort of loopholes through that one.
What about you?
Oh, yeah. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
We never decorated that much for Halloween growing up. No, I'm okay. I just it was from talking like corpse husband. I appreciated that.
I offered her water in case you guys.
Just sorry for my coughing. It just is what it is. Okay, my turn.
Yep.
Would you rather die and go to heaven?
Yeah.
Or die and stay with your loved ones as a ghost until they die?
And then we both ascend to heaven?
And then you'd both ascend to heaven.
Mm, you get to watch them.
Like, boy, you that's could a be, with, one. But like, watch, like, you have to watch them, like, move on.
But
and
you're
stuff.
Still a ghost.
And maybe they see you, maybe they don't.
And what's like, what's the ghost life? Are you in purgatory?
Okay, let's say.
Are you happy?
They don't really see you every once in a while. They'll get a sense that you're there, but you pretty much are just, like, an invisible watcher. So, what would you
how say? Did I die?
Okay, I'll just give. You fell off of an apartment building.
Okay, you know, like, for example. Like the headless horseman or like somebody gets their head cut off and they die.
Yeah.
And then the afterlife, like they're looking for their head.
Okay.
Because their head is intact.
Let's just say you die in your sleep. So
like
you're
if
just
I depth, if I, okay. So I'm me normally, like I'm not squished me or blown up me splattered me. I'm normal me.
Yeah. You're just you.
I'd probably just go to heaven right away.
Yeah. And you just chill there and wait for your loved one.
Because heaven's whatever you want it to be. Could play video games uninterrupted for hours on
end. For like 80 years while you wait for your like wife to come meet you.
Like how long is the wait period? Like I die tomorrow and my wife lives to 90?
Well, yeah, because time moves differently up there too. So I feel like it goes a lot faster. So say you die now and then what is 60 years here is more like...
6 months.
Or like 2 years.
Hmm. Probably go to heaven now.
Yeah, I would stay.
Really? And watch Adam?
Because I'm scared. I'm scared of dying. I'm if I, my
I
whole
mean,
thing.
You have to go alone then. I didn't think that's an interesting aspect.
Yeah, that's what scares me. That because I'm afraid of going wherever it is next by myself. Because like I don't like I know I've seen ghosts and stuff like that, but I don't know what is beyond. And I know Adam's tried to like show me and explain to me like when we've read the Tibetan Book of the Dead and stuff like that, and what the next thing is, and like your spirit going into this like you know ultimate area. But I just. My human soul is very, very scared of
that
stuff.
It's fear of the unknown.
And I know ghosts. Ghosts are comforting to me. I've seen them. Mm. But they always seem a little lost sometimes. Mm. So I think I would stay.
Good answer. I get it.
Okay. Here's mine.
That was yours, wasn't it?
Wait.
That was your question.
Yeah, that was mine. Okay, your turn.
Okay, again. I'm just excited. Mine's more G-rated. At Halloween, would you rather hand out full-size chocolate bars?
Yeah.
But you only have like 25 of them.
Yeah.
Or a ton of little chocolate bars, which, you know, as being a kid, everyone loves a house that hands out full-size chocolate bars.
I would do full-size chocolate bars.
Even though you run out?
No, because I don't get any trick-or-treaters. And then I could keep them all and eat them. I'm telling you, I have lived in this house for 9 years.
You've had 10 trick-or-treaters the whole time?
Not even. I've had one time the neighbor showed up, and one time my nieces and nephews when they were little. Mm. But other than that, because this is retirement neighborhood, like, there's no kids around here. Mm. So the first 3 years I tried, but then I just black out the house. I go to mom and dad's, and I hand out the stuff there. Mm. Which they don't even really get trick-or-treaters anymore.
Yeah, very few.
Halloween is dying.
It's a sad thing to think about.
Okay. Do you remember when we were kids?
Yeah.
And was it not just like 500 children everywhere?
The streets packed, like the sidewalks.
Do you remember doing Sioux? So there was like a horseshoe street behind us, mm-hmm. and we'd go through the cut, and it was like 1 million children. Where are the kids?
It was like, remember the house, the girl who had the mom and dad's names together?
Oh, yeah.
That house? Like, I remember looking down that hill, and it's just a sea, like what seemed like a street party.
I remember my mom and dad would get ready, and mom would make 250 grab bags and run out. Like 250 and run out.
That's crazy.
Where are the children?
It's crazy.
Halloween can't die. Okay, what about you?
I would go for big chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Because I want to be the house that hands out full chocolate bars. Because I remember being a kid and getting full chocolate bars and like, whoa.
That's the one thing where I was like, when we move, we're probably going to move into the country. I'm like, we're definitely not going to have trick-or-treaters. But like, can you imagine moving into suburbia? Like, we should do that. Like, not creepy, but we should drive around in the hearse.
Oh, yeah. That's not creepy. And just see how many
Free candy. Okay. Here's mine. Would you rather hear ghosts talking and not see them? Or see them, but not be able to hear them.
Did the ghost know American Sign Language?
Maybe if you ran into a deaf ghost.
Could they write things down? But there's a lot of loopholes here. Like, you can communicate without talking.
No, they can't communicate.
Like, for example, watch this. Right now, how am I feeling?
But ghosts can't, like, really hold a pen. Well, you're angry.
Oh, there you go. And but,
like, the ghosts come to see you so they can, like, pass on a message a lot of the time. Or, like, you know what I mean? Perform something. So...
But you can't see them.
You can either, you can either hear them but not see them, or see them and not hear them.
Mm. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Boy, that's tricky.
Yeah.
I think I would go with here. Well, can they hear me too, though?
Yeah, you can
communicate. Like, you can communicate?
Well, maybe. No. Yes.
Or just I can hear them. They can't hear me.
No, they'll be able to hear you.
Okay, but now if I can see them but can't hear them, can I write stuff down and they nod?
No. Because they're kind of like floaty and disconnected. Mm.
I'd probably go with C still.
Yeah.
To see. Ah, that's scary. Oh, scary. What if I don't want to see them, though?
That's the thing. I would go for hear rather than see. Because when I've seen ghosts, a lot of them are as solid as you and me. Like, I've had these moments where Adam, I'm like, you see him too? And he's like, yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably go with hear on that note.
Okay.
Would you go with here?
Yeah, I would go with here because I've seen more than I hear, and I like when I hear more so. But then it's like sketchy because I've had it where I've been at an antique mall and someone walks by and I hear like, tell her to get the dress. And I turn around, I'm like, the fuck you just say?
Who was that?
And they're like, what? And I'm like, no, what the fuck did you just say? Like, I didn't say anything. Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
No.
Back to my G-rated questions. Mm-hmm. Would you rather eat candy corn forever or no candy ever again?
But, like, doesn't that go the same? Like, so the only candy you can have is candy corn?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I love candy corn.
I also like candy
corn. I'd rather have candy corn than no candy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a solid one.
Okay, that was easy.
That was a weird one. Okay, here's mine. Ready? This one's good. This one's tailored to you.
Okay.
Okay? Would you rather buy an amazing mansion for $300,000 that is beyond your dreams? Huge garage, 5 bedrooms, gorgeous marble white kitchen, stunning, but comes with a few resident ghosts. You know, one that's nice, one that's kind of mean, maybe a poltergeist. Or pay $500,000 for the type of house that is $500,000 around here, which is a shoebox dated piece of something.
Where is the mansion?
Dream location, right outside Woodstock.
Oh yeah, mansion.
You do it with all the ghosts?
Yep.
Really?
I don't spend that much time at home anyways.
But like, you're trying to sleep mansion. Like, there's a ghost just helicoptering its dick over your forehead.
Yep, mansion.
Yeah. Well, what Carissa think?
I want a mansion.
Is Carissa available right now? Can you call her and can we ask her?
No, I think she's napping because she's on nights tonight.
Oh, okay. That'd be pretty funny though.
Yeah, mansion.
Mansion?
Mansion.
I want to find you this haunted mansion now. Mansion. It literally says in the description, for sale, super haunted.
Mansion.
Someone might touch your butt.
Yeah, mansion.
Okay, same. I would totally do that. And I'd open like a spooky bed and breakfast.
Think of all the videos you could do.
Right? Oh my God.
It'd be so good for Beauty Expo Industries.
Beauty Expo Industries. Let's get spooky. Okay, do you have more?
Yeah. Would you rather become a zombie or a skeleton? And I'm talking like graveyard zombie, you know, like run around and chase people. Yeah, or like skeleton, like fighter, like raised from the dead necromancer skeleton.
I would go for skeleton because you're super anonymous. No one knows who you are and you're not rotting. So like you don't smell like your titties are falling off.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, that like fully. Yeah, and no one would know who you are. So you could like go and like kill your enemies and like nobody would even know that it was you. They'd be like, who even killed me? And I'm like,
you don't know, bitch. You know what Minecraft is, right?
Yeah,
the skeletons get bow and arrows, so I would choose skeleton.
Yeah, no, that's sick. Okay, here we got some from Instagram here.
Okay, I'm out of questions, but
yeah, me too. Which possessed doll would you rather deal with?
Oh, none.
Annabelle?
None.
Or Chucky? Which one?
So I've never actually seen Chucky.
Are you serious?
When I was a kid at Alex Livingston's house, I tried to watch it, but it scared me and I didn't watch it. But from watching Annabelle, like Annabelle does other weird things.
Yeah.
But Chucky's the bad guy.
Yeah, but right? he's like a bad guy who gets put into a doll and he's like very knife murdery. Where Annabelle is more like ghosty, creepy stuff. Chucky comes at you with like knives and like kills you like a slasher dude.
Yeah, but he's a little short guy. I think I could take him.
You think you could beat up Chucky?
I think I could take Chucky.
You think you take? I would also go for Chucky.
I would take Chucky
because I feel like you can just kick this doll across.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be haunted by an old demonic person or young demonic kids? So like, you know, creepy old person ghost or creepy young person ghost?
None. No.
I'm gonna be honest with my answer here. One of the scariest movies I have ever seen, which is like to a lot of people funny, but the scariest movie I've ever seen is The Visit by M. Night Shyamalan. And it's about these two kids who go to visit their grandparents, but their grandparents are acting super, super weird. And then they find out it's not their grandparents, but like they both have sundowners. And and I don't mean this in offense of anyone, but the way that they portrayed sundowners in that movie really scared me.
Will you tell me what sundowners is? It's
kind of like a version of like a dementia and Alzheimer's, but like they got really in the movie, they portrayed it in a very scary way where a lot of the time it's not like that. But like she was like getting naked and crawling on all fours on the floor and stuff through the hallways. And it was the way they portrayed it and filmed it was very, very, very scary to me. And I think it's almost because like that's one of my biggest fears in life. But like I also stand by the fact that people have always scared me more than ghosts, more than demons, more than Annabelle, more than, you know what I mean? Because I know what we're capable of. And it's weird when someone who was normal isn't normal anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think, Selena, the scariest thing I ever saw, I was taking Mom to Crescent Care to visit someone.
Yeah.
And it was on the palliative floor.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, we took a cab there, so I was probably, like, 12 or so. How long ago was that? Scare me. Like, seeing people with dementia and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like,
I don't know who it was,
but, like, you know, it's like an older woman and she's got a doll and thinks she's a kid and scared me.
When I went in that psychiatric unit when I was 14, there was this man and he was sitting in the lunchroom and there were salt and pepper shakers and he just picked up the salt and pepper shaker and he just started boom, boom, hitting himself in the forehead with it and his head thing. And then days later, they had his bed on the floor, like lowered, and he was completely restrained and he just screamed all day and all night. And it breaks my heart. Like, I got that, like, 23andMe test done. And they're like, I don't know if you're the same as me, but we had that gene that's, like, late on, like, early onset Alzheimer's, like, type of thing. And then we know, like, sometimes Dad gets, like, forgetful for 1 second. I'm like, I can't handle it, Dad. I can't.
Is that cupboard drawer open? What the?
But to anyone who does deal with that out there, my heart is absolutely with you. You are a strong, amazing person. It is, you know, I'm not gonna lie and say it's not, but it is my biggest fear. It is definitely my biggest fear. You know, I'm seeing my mom forget me or something, like it would hurt. So I don't even want to think about it.
You know, like everyone knows about our mom's situation, right?
And yeah,
the things we've experienced and
scary.
Some things silver lining, really close to my mom because of it. But mm-hmm. in the same time, yeah, like, you know, we face our own adversity, but my heart goes out to anyone out there who deals with that on a regular basis.
Yeah. So who would you rather be haunted by? Old people or young people? It's hard, man.
Probably only because of what we just talked about, I would go with young people.
Someone here is asking for the green ghost bench picture. We have to post it.
There's a
podcast one up today. Okay, here's one. Would you rather dig up a grave or be chased by a serial killer through a corn maze? Dig up a grave. That's so much easier.
What's in the grave?
I'm not worried of a grave. They're already dead. I'm not scared.
Also, Selena and I just the other day got sort of turned around in a corn maze.
Why? And then he sat there going, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty.
I would never want to get someone chasing me in a corn maze. Oh, man.
No, because like you literally, I don't even care. I just start busting through the corn. I give up.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
Ooh, we talking like Twilight vampire?
We're talking Twilight vampire, like, and Buffy werewolf.
Buffy the vampires.
No, whatever vampire you want to be. And then werewolves kind of follow along the same length, but let's go like Twilight werewolf. Where you can phase.
I would go vampire.
I would always go vampire. Is it even a question?
Yeah.
I want to run fast. I want to be pretty. And I want to bite people.
Have the cool teeth. Live forever.
I literally went to Adam and I was like, can I just get little tiny baby fangs? Please? And he's like, yeah, whatever you want, but no. He's like, no. Okay, here's another one. Would you rather sleep in a graveyard for a night or a morgue? That's a good one. Wow, these people neither. Have good ones.
Who is that?
Who asked that?
Yeah.
Kitty girl.
Kitty girl.
242.
How do you come up with these things? You know, the other day, Zoli and I went.
You didn't choose.
I'll get, this is part of my thought process.
Okay.
Like, Dad and I went to that graveyard on Highway 2 to visit, you know who? My grandma. I don't know
what
why.
Mean,
I
you know who? That was so
visit
weird.
My grandma. But, like, the sun was just setting, and we're, like, outside standing there, whatever. But then by the time we got back in the truck, the sun had gone down, so it was dark, and it's like a teardrop shape. Like, you know, you have to drive around.
Yeah.
As we drive around, on the far side, there's a doll. Like, a woman, like a girl doll,
like a child's doll.
Yeah, what? No, it was more like a stuffed animal doll.
Okay,
like a rag doll sort of thing. And Dad's like, oh, should we stop and check it out? I'm like, are you kidding me? We're in a graveyard right now. Let's get out of here.
We can
turn around and go look at a doll in darkness in a graveyard.
Oh my god.
So the question was, sleep in a graveyard or
sleep in a morgue?
I would go with a morgue.
Why? What's your thought process?
That whole thing that I'm not spending a night in a graveyard with Dad, and I was with Dad, and a morgue, you know everyone's dead, right?
Yeah, you know
and
everyone's
all
dead
the
in a graveyard.
Doors can't open from the inside.
Yeah, I'd rather sleep in a graveyard.
Oh, that's so weird.
They're all underground, not like a little sheet where they can just be like.
Yeah, but spooky stuff, man. You're exposed and outside.
I like it outside. Ugh. I like ghosts. Okay, here's one. This one's a good one. Would you rather have sex with a zombie?
What is with all the sex ones?
Or sex with Frankenstein?
Isn't Frankenstein a zombie?
Yeah, but he's not rotting. But he's like a big guy. But he's hugging like a horse. I'm so sorry. That's such a weird...
Can I skip that one? No, it's part of the game.
Okay, Frankenstein's a really hot lady. And so is the zombie. They're both really hot.
Like, where in the world is this? Frankenstein's in right Pennsylvania?
Right here. They both show up.
Sure, Frankenstein.
You? Yeah? Yeah, Frankenstein.
Because the rotting thing.
Yeah, the rotting thing is gross. Ugh. Yeah. Would you rather bathe with spiders or snakes?
Isn't it a thing that a lot of snakes actually aren't harmful?
Yeah, of course. They'll still fucking bite you.
I would go with snakes.
Yeah, I hate spiders so much.
I would go with snakes.
Okay, I'm trying to find... There's so many here, though. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how people came out with this.
Thank you, everyone.
Would you rather be a poltergeist or a demon?
Ah, poltergeist. But I would mess with people, like, only, like, slight, you know? Like, I would, like, hide the TV remote, you know? Or, like, take the bookmark out of their chapter, you know what I mean? Like, take the bookmark out. Like, where were you?
I love that. Ooh, death by machete or chainsaw? Jesus. I would go for machete.
Whichever one's faster.
I think machete would be quick. Bleed out.
Quick.
Bleed right out. Oh my gosh. This one's for us. Would you rather stay in the Conjuring House or the Shining Hotel? We're supposed to be going to Colorado. We're supposed to be going to Colorado to stay in the Shining Hotel.
You all know I hate scary stuff.
You think I don't want to go?
You're with me, though?
Yeah.
I'd probably go with the hotel.
The hotel?
Because there'd be other people there, going... which give me a sense of security.
Well, we're going there anyways.
How about you?
I want to go to the hotel. I also want to go to the Conjuring House. I think I want to go to the Conjuring House.
Like, I'd be cool to visit.
Yeah.
But then I want to go home. Where is the Conjuring House?
God, I don't even know. Maine? I have no idea. I'm probably talking out my ass right now.
That's not even that far away from where we live.
Really? Let's go right now. Are you down to go?
We could drive there in a day.
Okay, this one's for you. Would you rather be eaten by Selena Spooky Boo or Call Me Chris?
I don't know. Like, if it was like a survival situation, like a post-apocalyptic world, and like we drew straws and then everyone would cannibalize that one person to live on longer, I would want to feed you.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big bitch, so like, I need that meat.
I would want to feed you, yeah.
That was so gross. I said, would you rather be chased by Michael Myers or Jason? Michael Myers is the white mask guy, and then Jason's like the machete hockey face guy.
Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Mm, you?
Same, because I love Michael Myers. Mm-hmm.
Classic Halloween face.
Classic. I love it.
Especially this time of year.
Yes. I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I think that's enough for Would You Rather. Are you ready to jump into some ghost stories? You read one first.
So, we have three, everyone. And we can say who they're submitted by?
Yeah, we can say who they're submitted by. The only thing that I am going to say to you is that the one that's just one?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the printer was a little weird, so if you hear us improvise, it's because it got cut off, okay? All right, go for it.
Yeah, so this first one is just a one-pager. It's submitted by an Ellie.
Don't say their email.
Yeah, no.
Just their name.
Thank you, Ellie. And I haven't read... neither of us have read this before, looked at it, anything. I just picked it up right now, so this is all new. In 1995, when I was 8 years old, my family moved into a haunted house. My dad had just remarried, and we had just moved to Missouri. We moved there in mid-August, and I remember feeling really uncomfortable in the house from the get-go. It was like it felt heavy, and strange things started happening immediately. Footsteps up and down the hallway, the basement stairs, all night long. Cabinet doors would shut, and you could turn your back and turn around again, and they would be open. You could sit a dish or glass on the kitchen countertop and turn away, and then when you turned back, it'd be moved several inches from where you set it. I was a scaredy cat, so my parents tried to keep it from me. The real kicker came on Halloween. My dad was working late, so my stepmom took me to a Halloween costume party at my friend's house. We got home around 9 p.m., and my dad still wasn't home from work, but every window and every door in the house were wide open. My stepmom got her little 22 out of the glove box. A 22's a gun, right?
Yeah.
We're Canadian. We don't have guns. And from the glove box, and told me to wait in the car, and she locked the doors. She was only 23 and 3 months pregnant, so I can't imagine how scared she must have been. She checked the whole house and found nothing. My parents knew something was going on in this house, so they started casually asking around the neighborhood. Finally, one lady was like, I don't know how y'all live in that house. Apparently in the mid-80s, a man had broke in and killed his ex-girlfriend in a jealous rage. He shot her in the back, and as she was running out the back door of the kitchen, she died on the back porch. We moved out of there before Thanksgiving.
Oh my god. Real world tying into spooky world. What are your thoughts on that one?
That's... like, it's intense. The perfect storm. Move into a house and weird things happen. But, okay, survival situation. Would you lock your child in the car to go investigate? Or would you just, I'm going in that house. I'm going to drive to visit mom and dad.
Like, if I pulled up and it was not how I left it, I would call dad.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't go in.
I wouldn't even call the cops. I'd just be like, daddy, something's wrong. Or I'd like go next door and like get Dan. He's not there anymore. But I would have gone and been like, Dan, something's wrong. But I guess, you know, if you're, maybe they're out in the country and they're like, isn't anyone there?
Yeah, maybe. Thank you for that, Ellie.
No, thank you, Ellie. Okay, so next from me, I have a story from Kira. Hello, Selena. I have successfully listened to all your podcasts. Congratulations. It's like 100. This might actually be number 100. That's crazy. We're getting close. I started with Call Me Chris episode when you went all the way back to the beginning and started with episode 1. Absolutely love them. Started listening to these at work while I work to fill the somewhat quietness I have. And so my head is full of my own thoughts. I first found out about you on TikTok and was excited you had a podcast. I found out about your podcast just after an uncle figure in my life successfully committed suicide. I'm sorry, Kira. Listening to you really helped me not feel alone. You've truly made it seem like you are a friend to everyone without meeting them and are actually there. I kept wanting to call in my story, but kept listening and found out you no longer have the number, so here I type. Thank you, Kira. Guys, feel free to send me a voice note, please. That email, Selena... wait, that's not it. Let me actually pull up the email for you guys. The email that would be the best one, please feel free to send your voice memos, is... sorry guys,
yeah, you absolutely love receiving,
yeah,
anything,
right? Send it to hauntedestatepodcast@gmail.com or selena@thehauntedestate.com. but no, that's sick. No, I'm really sorry about your uncle figure, but here we go. So a little bit about me. I'm 21 years old and I work on a dairy farm in a small town, Manitoba. That's why I said somewhat quietness at work. I work with all babies and feeding them. Oh, making sure that they stay happy and healthy. I have 2 dogs at home. They are my world. I've always believed that there's something in life after death, but I've never really had anyone to talk to about it, so I'm glad I found your podcast. I know that's not much about me, but I'm excited to write you. I do have 2 stories to share with you, and can probably find more if you like. Always! So, my one story happened to me. So to start off, my partner's family has a ghost slash spirit that goes and visits everyone and plays little pranks on them. So I was honored when I had something happen. I had just finished moving back to my mom's house after college. There wasn't much room for me to put all my boxes that I had moved back with, so the corner of my room was just boxes. I should add, this is a very large room, probably bigger than a normal master bedroom. So I was talking with my family that I wanted to change my earrings, but I had packed them in my bathroom box and wasn't sure where it was in all the boxes. I didn't look too hard that night, and I went to work the next day, just as normal. But when I got home, I went into my room and I found my earring box placed on my bed. Now, I looked through all my boxes to find where these possibly came from. They were in the very back corner under another 2 boxes, maybe 3 in front of them. I asked my mom if she had found them, and she said no, she wouldn't go into my room. And my brother wasn't old enough or tall enough to move the boxes to get to it. That's just me picking on my sibling. Anyway, so my boyfriend at the time laughed and said, oh, George, that's what they call the ghost spirit. So I laughed and said, thanks, George, and he made me feel a part of the family. I absolutely love that. They also said, I want to add, there's a poem by Edgar Allan Poe called the Telltale Heart. I forget what it is. Maybe read it on your podcast as well as the College Brand in Manitoba. Okay, no, sick. Okay, I love that. Thank you for that little story. Can you imagine that? Like a ghost, like literally helping you find the thing that you've been missing. I love stories like that. Ones that aren't like too dark. It's just kind of like a nice, sweet story.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm just Googling the Telltale Heart here.
Telltale Heart. Yeah, I love the Telltale Heart.
I think it's a pretty big story though.
I'll do a dramatic reading for Halloween.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
If I can, I'll have to look into it and be like, is it legal?
Published in 1843.
Jesus. Go for it, boy.
Okay, this next one is from Jordan. And his message is, I wanted to tell my story.
I want to hear your story.
It's a nice little short one again, so let's do it. I had something happen to me in our old house. My son was small and once said he saw a mean old lady in the house. I experienced shadows, and once I heard running through the house. One time I heard running through the house, and I went... Sorry. The printer's a little messed up here. One time I heard running through the house, and when whatever it was passed by me, the stove shook and the trash lid began to swing open. Our bed and windows would shake. Also, my husband was having night terrors during his sleep. He was able to shake off the spooky things and leave them unnoticed, but I just couldn't. I would hear walking on the front porch and see a shadowy figure nightly. I began to become depressed and anxiety-filled, and it begged my husband for us to move out. We finally did, and while I saw a shadowy figure every week or so, I did not feel the weight once I felt living in our new home. I believe that he had a gift or something, because I seemed to notice that some things, however, I've always been afraid to open it up to myself. Sorry. I don't know how this is worded here. I believe that I have a gift or something because I seem to notice the things that some do not. However, I've always been afraid to open up about it to myself. I once tried, and next nights I felt like I was visited by something, and as I slept, I woke up to the screaming of multiple people in my ear. But no one heard it other than me. That freaked me out. I spoke out loud. Okay, not cool. You can't do this anymore. And I haven't had that happen to me anymore. I only see shadows and hear weird things, and I can't handle that. If you think that, that's what I can't handle. If you want more details, email me or get in touch through social. Thank you.
That was really cool. Definitely have a gift.
Jordan,
that is sick and spooky. It's crazy when, like, I've heard that too. Like, when you see the force of a ghost, like, I literally have a video of a blender moving across my counter. Mm. And that was absolutely, absolutely terrifying. Okay, I'm going to read the last story that we have here, guys. So this is from Madelief. Madelief. M-A-D-E-L-I-E-F. Madelief? That's nice.
Madelief.
Mm. Okay.
Beautiful.
This person says English is not their main language, so sorry if their spelling is bad. It's probably better than mine, still. Listening to your podcast gave me a kind of place to feel at home, since I don't have a lot of people to talk to about the paranormal. I was raised a Christian, so a lot of people are scared about this stuff and don't really believe it. So here's my story. Since you said you believe every story people send you, I feel comfortable enough to share it. People describe me as a butterfly, with a kind of magical energy. People feel better when they're around me. I used to brush it off as being bubbly and a happy person, but I never really thought anything of it until recently. I was at a big church thing, and I asked God or a higher being or whatever you believe in to help me in my future, giving me a kind of sign that I'm going to be okay. I grew up with both my parents having mental illnesses that were untreated. They don't believe they have it, which made my childhood rough. Without going into much details, I was abused by my parents, raped, and there was some addiction involved. Jeez. I lived in multiple foster homes, and I wish I could say that I was safe in one of those, but I wasn't. So I felt like I needed some reassurance that everything would be fine. Before I asked a specific thing, I used to already dream about things that I hadn't lived through yet, but it didn't happen a lot, and people brushed it off as a deja vu moment. After a specific day, I had more of those dreams. I, in my teenage years, had dreamed about my daughter. She's 1.5 years old now. I dreamed of my future husband, too. I knew I was pregnant with my second, still pregnant, before I even did a test, with not having pregnancy symptoms, but with being in a moment I had already dreamt about. We were standing in front of a field with horses. My girl loves horses. And while feeding a horse and petting it, it hit me. I had dreamed about this moment years ago. I remembered, I thought. That must have been when I was pregnant then, because I was in my own dream. I told my husband in the evening, and the next day, the test proved that I was pregnant. Sometimes I tell people, they don't know what to do with that kind of information. When I tell people I knew things that were going to happen, while they happen, they brush it off. It feels lonely sometimes. I'd love to explore this more. So that's my story. Thanks again for having a space on the internet where I can share this. That is very interesting, and I feel like a lot of us deal with that. Have you ever had that where something happens and you know it's not deja vu, like you feel it, you know it.
Like, I swear I've been here before.
Yeah. I can't remember the circumstance, but the same as this person here, I literally was living through like a big moment, and I remember dreaming. So like this whole TikTok blow up thing has been very strange to me, because I always used to dream that I was going to be big on social media. And I would have these moments, and I'd wake up and I'd be like, wow, that would never happen. That's so big. That's so crazy. And then I have a moment and I'm like, I have dreamt about this. And I remember being like 17, having this dream, waking up, jumping in the shower, doing it. Like, I remember when I had the dream and the day that followed. So I know it's not deja vu. I know when it happened. I've even like written down little tiny things, and then I read them later for them to come true. But like, yeah, it's strange. Like, your story is about being pregnant. It's very interesting. Both times that I was pregnant, I knew it wasn't going to work out. And I don't know why, but I just knew. And I had dreams about it, and I just knew.
It's almost a psychic thing.
And I think it is. I think everyone has this power. Everyone. But some people are born way more connected. And I wonder if it has to do with religion, how you're, you know, connected to your own personal spirituality, how you're connected to yourself, how into yourself you are compared to how you are involved in other people's lives.
Your upbringing, your experiences, what you've experienced.
Have you ever experienced that?
The deja vu. Like, man, yeah. Before at work, I've had once before. Like, as everyone knows, I worked at McDonald's Canada for almost 5 years. One of the best jobs of my life. I had one there before, one time. Crazy. Like, I was sitting in the break room. You could, like, see down the hallway. My two coworkers at the time, Crystal and Savannah. Like, they were just the way they were standing. Like, unreal. Like, I've been here before.
Some people say that you died and you just snap back to your last checkpoint.
Oh,
so crazy. Weird. I am terrified that I'm gonna wake up and none of this is real.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. I think it all the time.
Don't think that.
Because this doesn't feel real.
Don't think
that. What is my life? Like, seriously.
Amazing.
I'm so lucky.
As the universe would have it, everything always works out in the end.
I love you guys so much. Ugh. Well, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I absolutely loved reading this. Joel, do you have any advice or kind words
for our listeners? Thanks for listening. Please send more in and we'll read them.
Yeah, I like reading them.
I really enjoyed this.
But guys, don't forget, if you're going through a hard time, a lot of us have been there. No one can compare our stories, but I promise you that things eventually will get better. The world, the universe, fate has some weirdness where they make some things better and things will work out in the end. So if you're having a bad day, please remember that everything could change tomorrow. Your story is not over yet. I love you, Boo Crew. Thanks for tuning in to The Haunted Estate with Selena and
Joel.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.